You might be forgiven for not having noticed that Thursday, the 22nd of September, was International Car-Free Day. The perfect moment, then, for Kingston and Sutton Councils to launch their brand new joint sustainable transport initiative, a hire scheme for e-bikes. Councillor Barry Lewis chairs Sutton's Environment and Sustainable Transport Committee.
What they're doing is providing a good, clean, green, sustainable scheme for people to get around Sutton, the boroughs of Sutton and Kingston. Sutton in particular has terrible public transport links. We've no tube link, we've no tram link, buses could be better. We rely on the car in Sutton. This is an alternative. This is a low-cost alternative for residents to get from A to B simply, cheaply and sustainably.
The two councils will be working with the company Human Forest, which already runs e-bike schemes in seven London boroughs, including a fleet of 500 bikes based at Hammersmith and Fulham. So how, I asked Councillor Lewis, will the new e-bikes in Sutton and Kingston be hired out?
You need to register with Human Forest, so you need a smartphone. You register with Human Forest. Once registered, you pop down, find a bike, scan the bike using a QR code, you're logged on, hop on the bike and off you go. Charging, there's no unlocking fee. First 10 minutes are free. After that, it's 17p per minute. But there are bundles, there are discounts, there are ways to bring the price down.
Initially, Human Forest will be offering 120 vehicles for hire in each of the two boroughs. Will Jansen is their head of operations.
We've located 40 parking spots in each Kingston and Sutton, so that's a total of 80 across Kingston and Sutton for now. The aim is that this is an ongoing project, so we'll be working closely with the councils to site new parking spaces and also just confirm that the ones that we've chosen at the start are good for users and residents.
And you'll notice that these are e-bikes and not e-scooters. One reason given is that e-bikes are better suited to the slightly longer journeys made by people here in southwest London compared with the inner city. But Councillor Ian Manders, who holds Kingston's portfolio for climate action and sustainable transport, has another reason for favouring electric bikes.
Well, these have got proper brakes. I'm not a great fan of the electric scooters. The government, I think, is still doing basically pilots about how we can actually build them into the transport network. I mean, clearly they're very popular, but I certainly would be wary of using one. Here we've got a proper bike with brakes front and back, and, you know, it's an established design and it's a very safe design.
The photo launch for the new e-bikes was held beside Worcester Park Station, where the two boroughs meet. The councils say that it's what the public are asking for. And among these people I stopped in Kingston Town Centre, there was some enthusiasm.
I think it's good for students to get around to places, so it'll be a good advantage for the students.
Would you use one?
I don't know how to ride a bike, but I might, yeah.
Good idea, man. Yeah, why not? I think it'll be good, yeah. Good for the planet, you know, good for Kingston. It's a great idea.
I've never used an e-bike, partly because I'm not quite sure where to pick it up or to drop it off. But I think there'll be a lot more left on the streets, unfortunately, which is a bit uncomfortable, especially because I've got young children and they're tripping all over them. So I'm not really in favour of more e-bikes. I probably should be, but I'm not.
Where I work, they do get left outside quite often, unfortunately. They get abandoned in a lot of places, and I think it's not good for, obviously, the visually impaired as well. Maybe not such a great idea.
The bikes, I'm told, will be limited to a top speed of 15.5 miles an hour. In the pedestrianised Sutton High Street in Kingston Market, a limit of 8 miles an hour will be imposed. But beyond that, how will the operators Human Forest handle bad behaviour from those who hire the new e-bikes? Will Jansen.
If it's reported to us and we can validate the user and the bike, then there's a first strike on the account. The user's warned, usually via email. On second offence, the user can be fined for that. We use a £15 fine for leaving a bike, for example, in an irresponsible place or for bad usage. And on a third strike, the user would be banned and terminated from the service.
That assumes, of course, that the user can be caught. Are the bikes tracked?
The bikes are tracked, yes. We have a GPS-enabled system in the bike, so we can track where they're going, speed that they ride, those kind of things, yeah.
Initially, the trial across the two boroughs will last for 6 months. If the bikes prove popular and people choose them over their cars, then the new green e-bikes could become a permanent fixture.